The National Book Critics Circle handed out literary awards last evening. The late W.G. Sebald got the fiction prize for his novel Austerlitz. Nicholson Baker was the general nonfiction winner for Double Fold, Libraries and the Assault on Paper, his cry against libraries for getting rid of books because they've run out of storage space. The Book Critics Circle Poetry Prize went to Albert Goldbarth for Saving Lives. Mr. Goldbarth is in our New York Bureau. Congratulations to you. I understand this is the second time you have won this prize. Is that correct?
Yes, I won it about 10 years ago for an earlier volume of poems, so I was sort of doubly grateful this time around. It seemed especially generous.
And apparently you are the first poet to have won this prize two times.
Here I am, making history.
Which explains to me why, in one review of an earlier collection of yours, somebody writes, there's enough fizz in an Albert Goldbarth poem to charge a seltzer bottle. Did you ever think of yourself that way, Mr. Goldbarth?
I actually think of myself as substantive, but you never know what a reviewer will say.
Well, here is the worst question that anybody can ask a poet, and I'm going to put it to you. What are your poems about?
The human condition. I really can't say more than that, not because I'm trying to be coy or unforthcoming, but it's not as if my poems seem to me, in any case, to really have a shtick of any kind. It's not as if I can easily say they're about my terrible early life in the barrio or anything. I try to make them as encompassing as I know the universe to be. Some are long, some are short, some are funny, some tend to be pretty dead sober. Yeah. It would really be difficult for me to typify them. For instance, in this book, Saving Lives, there's a central poem that's 18 pages long and contains threads of a short story-like narrative. There are other poems that are 7 lines long and tend to be fairly lyric. So I'm not sure what to say. I just hope that for the right reader, most of the poems ring true.
Yeah. Well, your subjects are geese, detective stories, old radio shows. You've chosen something to read for us tonight, and I can't wait to hear it.
Should I just leap in now?
Please leap.
Okay. Well, this is actually the final section of a 5-section poem, but I think it will stand pretty independently. The poem is called Invisible. It tries to look at a range of things that are normally invisible to us, from, the level at which deities and spirits reside to the kind of level where we keep ugly secret truths from one another. Maybe I should say that in the previous sections of the poem, there's been an image of a train in each. The poem has taken a little look at death, and particularly at ancient Egyptian funerary practice, and then this final section goes like this. A train's been traveling through this poem, and a bird is threading its way through the train, and a berry is journeying through the bird, is carrying the DNA of berries in infinitude back to the soil. It rains. The smear of guano liquefies and enters the earth, the home of homes, the alpha and omega, the transubstantiator of bones. One day, I visit Waldheim Cemetery. My parents are here, a little above the dinosaurs, a little below the last spilled tangerine light of this August dusk. They're here with Uncle Lou and Grandma Rosie and everyone else they were with on the surface, together. Again. It's a regular retirement community down there, and I wish we'd buried them the way the dead of Egypt were, with meaningful objets, so that a clatch of bones could meet on every Thursday night and play with a deck of bone poker cards for a pot of bone nickels and laugh again at the same stale jokes. That's all just fancifulness, I know. A way of saying things that seems poetic. But the dead are down there, freed from time, and We can't see, but they can, of course, the stilts on which we walk through their cities.
Oh, my. You do write about the human condition, don't you, Albert Goldberg?
Well, when I'm not writing about geese.
Thank you so much, and again, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Albert Goldbarth, his collection Saving Lives, has just won the National Book Critics Circle Prize for Poetry. And we just heard why.
You're listening to